Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming for you in about 5 minutes. Big announcement. Well, not officially from Apple yet, but we're hearing it from Bloomberg anyway. Looks like Apple's moving over to ARM-based Macs later this month. So meaning, if it's later this month, more than likely we could be seeing this unveiled at WWDC. Of course, no, not a gathering of people like the normal WWDC, nah. It will be an online-only event. Rumors have been circulating for a little while now that Apple might be switching to its own ARM-based processors. They already do it for their iPhones and iPads, so why not for their Macs too. Now, from what we are hearing from those little birdies, the processors are currently in development and are actually based around the next iPhone A14 chip. We're also hearing the reasons for the switch are, well, basically two. Intel's slowing performance gains, which isn't making Apple too happy, and yes, Apple's still in the game of making it thinner and lighter, meaning they're hoping the increased power efficiency of the ARM-based processors could result in a thinner and lighter Mac. News. This time it's Nintendo, as in the Nintendo Network ID. Now this might sound familiar to you. Oh yeah, that was compromised, wasn't it? Affected about 160,000 accounts. Yeah, it was a little bit more than that. Now apparently Nintendo's come out and said, nah, it was around 300,000. Oops. Now those of you unfamiliar with the NNIDs, they were used for 3DSs and the Wii U, and that allowed users of either system to download content and links to their systems. Well, hackers got into the thing. They got additional information such as users' nicknames, date of birth, email addresses. And because of this, Nintendo actually eliminated the option for Switch users to log into their Nintendo account via the NNID. Now, of course, since Nintendo upped the amount of accounts that could have been compromised, they're encouraging all Switch users to enable two-step verification to secure their accounts. Makes you wonder if it's even more than 300,000. I'm gonna probably say yeah. Speaking of things in the hacking world, hopefully the folks over there at WhatsApp got this all fixed before that did happen. Yes, apparently Facebook, yes, the people that own WhatsApp, says they have fixed an issue showing users' phone numbers in Google search results. How the hell did that happen? This was all seen by a security research firm that said the phone numbers of the WhatsApp users who actually used the click to chat feature were actually being indexed in the search results. Apparently Google took it upon themselves and said, hell, we'll just create it for you and let the world see it. Now, like I was saying, yes, Facebook says they've completely patched this. And all of those search results that were in catch, yeah, those shouldn't be displaying things anymore. And finally, I don't even know how to approach the story. From a male point of view right now, let's just put it this way. This sounds painful as hell. In another way, it's like, I don't know how one person could be so stupid. Or bored. Maybe they're in the same category. Well, apparently a guy in India, he decided, well, let's see. Cell phone charger. My penis. Let's just put it in there. I swear, you can't make this stuff up anymore. Apparently how this happened, a man visited a hospital in northeast India last month. Said he had complaints of indigestion, claiming that he had actually ingested some earphones. Boy, I think this guy just loves to eat cell phone parts. Anyways, they did a whole bunch of endoscopy, all of that sort of medical stuff. Didn't find anything. He actually came back 5 days later and said, hey, he's still having problems. There's still pain. That's when they took some more x-rays and found there was a 2-foot-long charging cable in his bladder. And yep, the doctor said the only way it could have got there, yep, being inserted via his urethra. The good news is the patient has been discharged. All is well now. And hopefully he'll stay that way, as long as he doesn't try to shove a whole cell phone up, well, you know where. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. As you can see by that last story, yeah, more than likely, we'll put it on the air. You can also check out our official website and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, including this show, The Mac Show, of course, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, by simply visiting britishtechnetwork.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And join our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday installment tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic hump day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.